I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Medina Township Trustees. It's a special meeting. Time is 6:00 PM, December 26, 2019. Have a roll call, please.
Mr. DeMichael?
Here.
Mr. Raddis?
Here.
Mrs. Stolpa?
Here.
If you would please stand and follow me to pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If we could please take a moment and remember our military members, both here at home and abroad, as well as our first responders. Thank you. Next up is trustee and fiscal officer swearing in.
Repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Angela Ventura.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And will faithfully discharge the duties of fiscal officer.
And will faithfully discharge the duties of fiscal officer.
Of Medina Township.
Of Medina Township.
Medina County.
Medina County.
State of Ohio.
State of Ohio.
During my continuance in office.
During my continuance of office.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Your turn.
All right.
Raise your hand. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Chuck Johnson.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And will faithfully discharge the duties of trustee.
And will faithfully discharge duties of trustee.
Of Medina Township.
Of Medina Township.
Medina County.
Medina County.
State of Ohio.
State of Ohio.
During my continuance in office.
During my continuance in office.
Congratulations.
Which line did you sign? I signed one of these and you signed.
So I'm assuming she would, oh yeah, Chuck, can I get a signature?
So I'm assuming you signed the top one and signed the bottom one?
I would think so, yeah. Do you want any pictures?
Next is approval of supplemental appropriations. This time I'll move to approve the supplemental appropriation dated December 2019. It's a one-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mrs. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddis?
Aye.
Approval of payroll. I'll move to approve payroll with the check dated 12/27/2019. Total amount, $45,769.04, with $7,132.31 being withheld.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddis?
Aye.
Next is site plans. Do we have anyone here from Walmart?
Guess not. We had a hard time getting anybody from Walmart. Took 4 months to get someone to our meeting.
All right. Well, in that case, I'll move to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and approve a wall sign on the south side of Walmart not to exceed 65.43 square feet as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
And I'll move to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and approve 18 directional signs not to exceed 4 square feet as presented.
Second.
Is this also Walmart?
Yeah, it doesn't say, so let me amend that motion to say that it's Walmart, 4141 Pearl Road.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Is there anyone here representing Corrigan and Kraus? In that case, I'll move to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and approve the change of use for Corrigan and Kraus CPA to be located at 4015 Medina Road, Suite 150 as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
I'll move to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and approve a portico sign for Corrigan and Kraus CPA located at 4015 Medina Road, Suite 150, not to exceed 12.98 square feet as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Would you mind checking those, please?
Can you sign here? That one did miss by all of us.
Thank you. And I'll move to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and approve a tenant panel to be placed at the existing identification sign for Corrigan and Kraus CPA located at 4015 Medina Road, Suite 150, not to exceed 1.08 square feet as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Is anyone here representing Just Breathe Wellness? Hi there. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. If you would please state your name and address for the record.
Jennifer Baker, 3575 Commons Drive, Suite 150.
Thanks, Jennifer. Is there anything you'd like to say for the record? Not necessary. I'll move to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a change of use for Just Breathe Wellness LLC to be located at 3579 Medina Road, Suite 150 as presented.
Second.
I beg your pardon. I'll amend my motion to say 3575 Medina Road.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Then I'll move to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission to approve a directional sign to be placed on the building for Just Breathe Wellness LLC located at 3575 Medina Road, Suite 150, not to exceed 3.75 square feet as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Welcome, Jennifer. How about LaPresti, BCG Financial Group? All right, then I'll motion. I'll move to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and approve a change of use for LaPresti, BCG.
Jennifer.
Financial Group to be located at BCJ, I beg your pardon. Financial Group to be located at 3995 Medina Road, Suite 200, as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Are you here for LaPresti? No. There's some seats in the front if you'd like. Make yourself at home. I'll move to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and approve a building identification sign for LaPresti, BCJ Financial Group at 3995 Medina Road, Suite 200, not to exceed 19.58 square feet as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
How about Fast Signs? Is anyone here representing Fast Signs?
Yes.
Sir, if you would please state your name and address for the record.
Ed Gonzalez, 2736 Medina Road, Suite 109.
Thank you, Ed. Is there anything you'd like to say for the record?
Yes.
All right, then, in that case, I'll move to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a change of use for Fast Signs located at 2755 Medina Road, as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
I'll move to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a wall sign for Fast Signs located at 2755 Medina Road, not to exceed 30.1 square feet, as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Finally, I'll move to accept the recommendation of this existing... I'll move to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a tenant panel to be placed on the existing identification sign for Fast Signs located at 2755 Medina Road, not to exceed 19.1 square feet, as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Welcome, Ed. Appreciate you. Then and now purchase orders. I don't have them.
Do you have
that one?
I don't.
Yeah. Do you have the purchase order?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't.
Okay.
It should be. And that does have to be done before it's payable.
Yeah, okay. Do you have a copy of it?
I don't know. He's getting it. It's on his desk.
Yes.
Cool.
You can probably do other purchase orders if you want to. Yeah. And then just go back to that one. Don't do a couple of them.
Just that.
Then and now purchase orders. I'll move to approve then and now purchase order. The vendor is General Maintenance Service Corporation. Total amount is $1,391.61.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddis?
Aye.
Mrs. Stoffer?
Aye.
Purchase orders and training requests.
I have one. This time I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order requisition. The department's going to be admin, PD, and road and bridge. It's for Otarma. This is for our 2020-2021 anniversary contribution for our health insurance. Total amount $67,695.
I'll second.
And then can you amend that? It's not health insurance, it's the property and liability insurance.
All right, I make a motion to amend my purchase order requisition request to mean the 2020-2021 anniversary contribution for the buildings.
Property
insurance.
Property and liability.
And liability insurance.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stoffer?
Aye.
Mr. Raddis?
Aye.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye. The first time.
Okay.
Do you have anything?
I don't.
All right, then, approval of accounts payable. I'll move to approve accounts payable dated 12/16/2019 to 12/26/2019 from electronic payment 51-2019 to check number 30639. Total amount $105,508.84.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddis?
Aye.
Mr. Stoffer?
Aye.
Next is department reports for November. It should be noted that in efforts to save paper, we have reports from the police department and the fire department that are double-sided. And they actually include October and November for the fire department?
Yes.
Yeah, you didn't have October's last month when we approved it. He had a problem with the computer system.
Okay, so I'll move to approve the department reports for all four departments in November and as well as the fire department in October of 2019.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stoffer?
Aye.
Mr. Raddis?
Aye.
Department head comments. Denny?
I have nothing.
Nick?
Nothing.
2020 Census Committee? Appointments?
U.S. We have come up with some names, and I'm handling it with the lane, but we didn't know if you needed to formally appoint us to do it.
I guess we could, just as a committee, handle it.
Go ahead.
At this time, I'd like to make a motion to appoint Nick Dominguez Jr. and Elaine Ridgely on the 2020 Census Committee for Medina Township.
Second.
discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddis?
Aye.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
When does it have to be done by again?
Census day is April 1st, so there's a whole timeline leading up to that, a little bit after it.
And how many people are you looking at on my committees?
Just being the one.
Oh, you're not, okay, so you're not looking at, okay.
Social media policy resolution is going to be tabled. Under new business, approval of minutes. I'll move to approve the following minutes. November 26th, 2019, special meeting. And December 11th, 2019, special meeting.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Abstain.
Mr. Raddis?
Aye.
Mrs. Stolpa?
Aye.
And I'll move to approve the special meeting minutes for November 27th, 2019.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddis?
Aye.
Mrs. Stolpa?
Aye.
Employee handbook policy, that's going to be tabled. Planet Aid donation bin discussion.
There's going to be somebody here.
Oh, there he is. Well, hello there.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty well yourself. You would state your name and address for the record.
I'm Randy Miller, Territory Manager of Planet Aid. Solon, Ohio.
Okay.
You keep these meetings flowing well, so I'm going to attempt to keep it going. I put together some information regarding Planet Aid and our organization for each of the trustees. And I even have a letter and some general information for you as well. My purpose for attending this evening is to specifically request the placement of one of our yellow Planet Aid donation bins at Blakesley Park, over where you have some recycling receptacles. I put together a folder for each of you with a proposal specifically asking for the placement of up to two donation bins over there at the park. Planet Aid has been around since 1997 as a nonprofit organization. So we specifically collect clothes and shoes for recycling. So as I go around throughout Northern Ohio and Columbus, I look for other areas to place our donation bins. Recycling centers typically are areas that I like to zone in on because it just makes sense where you have cardboard, paper recycling to place a clothes and shoe recycling bin. There, in the folder there, there's general information on what it involves, like as a site host. We're based out of Solon, Ohio. So once we place a donation bin, we service the bin on a routine basis, anywhere from once a week to once a month. And I say that it's based on, you know, the location of where the bin is. Typically for a recycling center, such as would be over at Blakesley Park, we would pick up from there routinely at least once a week, and if need be, twice a week, like on a Friday and a Monday, to keep the area clean from any, you know, dumping going on around the bins. And I noticed over there you even have signs posted, although that doesn't really mean that people abide by that. But if there's any questions you have. In the folder there, there's a agreement, it's a one-page agreement behind the proposal letter there on the right-hand side. It's basically a permission slip for being allowed to put a donation bin on your property. We do have liability insurance on all of our bins. We have over 1,700 bins in the northern Ohio area, and we have just over 400 in the Columbus area, which I cover both Cleveland and Columbus.
Have other townships allowed you to do this?
Yes. I recently had a bin placed at Westfield Township Municipal Building, Municipal Complex.
Did they, normally, when a township would allow something like that, they'd have to open it up to the public to allow others? You can't just pick and choose?
There's exclusivity in here.
Okay, well, I don't have that yet, so.
Right, in the agreement there, there's, it's part of the agreement.
How many other bins are in this area?
I can't tell you exactly, but we have over 10. I know the biggest site that we have two at Home Depot. And I could provide you, if you would like, a list of all of them. We have several throughout Medina. This is Medina City, and then there's the township. We have probably close to 20. I would say maybe even more than that. Medina, we have a pretty good footprint in Medina. So my request would be then, to get permission to place up to two bins. The bins are steel bins. They're 4 feet by 4 feet, and they stand about 7 feet tall.
I think it's nice to have a place so you can donate things, so I'll move to allow Planet Aid to go ahead and place up to two bins pending the prosecutor's office review of this agreement.
I'll second for discussion.
And I'll amend my motion to say at Blakesley Park.
Second. I have a concern. Just, we have the recycling bins up there, and people have a tendency just to dump their junk.
Sure.
And it just would add another place for people to dump their junk. I think, you know, I mean, there's a lot of nonprofits that'll come to your house and pick up your stuff. I prefer that, to be honest with you, because it just, it's not monitored there. There's no way to monitor it.
Sure.
And it's become a bit of a hassle trying to keep it clean as it is. With what we currently have.
I'd like to have a list of the ones that are currently in this area.
Certainly.
Because I'd like to reach out to them and see. Because I know there's sometimes I go past some of them and they're overflowing.
Right.
And so I don't know if it's one of those things where people dumped a lot of it at one time and
that
you haven't been there to collect, but I'd like to at least, you know, take a look at it.
Okay. Yeah, we have, well, I can get the list. I don't know if it's to email you a list of.
You can email it.
Okay. I can email it to all three trustees.
So, anything further?
No. So in response to your concern, which that's the biggest objection that I get that year all day long. So we routinely collect from the bins. So in the event that people do come around, like you're saying, we would be coming and you'd be routinely collected from at least once a week. In the event that somebody happens to bring something that, you know, you don't want, you can contact us at our office in Solon, or you can reach me directly so that we can attempt to get to anything that's been left around, you know, before the next pickup. So as to, you know, combat that.
Thanks, Randy. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
No.
Mrs. Stopa?
No.
I appreciate your time.
Next is public comment. I'll need to open the floor for public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mrs. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radish?
Aye.
The floor is now open for public comment. If you have anything you'd like to say, please raise your hand, state your name and address for the record, and you'll have that opportunity. Yes, sir?
Let him go first. No, go ahead. Matthew Gallo, 3503 Hamilton Road, Medina Township. I would like to find out, what do you do with these recycled things?
I was hoping somebody would ask that. So, everything that we collect from our bins, our drivers go around, it's all brought back to our plant in Solon. They separate the clothes and the shoes. And then we work with various textile suppliers here in the United States. And all the clothes and the shoes are sold per pound to these different textile suppliers and thrift shops. The money that we generate from selling the clothes then goes to fund all the various projects here within the United States and also in three other countries. So we provide resources for different countries in Africa, Southeast, or Central America, and also parts of Asia as well, that we fund programs for. So after we pay all of our expenses, the remainder of the money goes to all the various projects. We also do things here locally. This past month, I partnered with the City Mission in Cleveland, and we donated a large amount of jackets for the homeless shelters in Cleveland. We also have a partnership with Grafton Correctional Facility on the west side out by Lorraine. We have a Go Home to Stay Home program, which we donate clothes to the men that enter back into society. We gather some men's clothing and we donate to them throughout the year. And there's also a program that we have where they paint our bins too. Over time, our bins get faded. We send our bins out to them, and they have the men there in the correctional facility paint the bins. So we do things both here locally and globally. So that's what happens to the clothes.
Do they, you're talking about the Grafton Prison?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Just wondered.
Right.
Still there yet?
Right, out on the west side.
I got something else I got. I wondered if we could, it was discussed maybe 20, 25 years ago about the traffic problem on Hamilton and Route 3. And they just talked about it and nothing was said about it. And, I live down there and I can tell you that at Hamilton and 3 in the morning, the traffic is backed up around there from the stoplight all the way up to that first street there by the Trophy Club. And I would think for everybody's benefit, if we would petition the state to put a light at Route 3 and Foskett-Renzen Road. It will, a lot of cars that are down, that go down Hamilton to Route 3, don't turn onto the interstate. They go down Weymouth Road to Remsen to take it up to 94 to get on the interstate at 271, and some go on their way to Wadsworth also. And I think that it would behoove us to see if we could get the traffic light put up by the state and see what they would, could you petition them to give this a look-see and give a, because I ride the county bus. I don't drive anymore. And the drivers are, they tell me, I don't ask them, that really there's, they have a hard time getting around down there. They can't, when they come down Route 3, they have a hard time getting on the basket. And this is late in the morning, 11 o'clock, doesn't matter what time it is. There's traffic constantly. It starts around at my house. It starts about 4 o'clock in the morning, and it's constant. I don't even go out until about 10 o'clock the next day to get my mail because I can't get across. It's like a racetrack down there. They just fly by. Last year I had two cars in my front yard from driving so damn fast, they flew off the road in the wintertime.
Just for your reference, Matt, this year we did petition for a speed study on Foskett. They denied that. The study was done, they denied it. And we already have petitioned for a study on Route 3 once this year, and that was denied, but I think we'll follow up again probably in 2020.
I would hope so, because this is not only here. I listened to this program that was on for nearly 2 hours, and it's the same thing in every city in the United States. The builders come in, build everything, and we're stuck with all of the headaches. And you see it going on over here. Now, how many houses are going in there on Huffman? 70?
Yeah, they're about done, I think.
About that?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's 140 more cars every day.
At least.
And it's not going to get, and this is, like I said, it's all over the country. There's no provisions made for the traffic, and we're stuck holding the bag, like we always do get. And I would hope that if you could petition them again, you know, this is District 3,
yes.
From
yes.
The state of Ohio. Mm-hmm. This is District 3.
Yes, yes, it is.
It's got the honor of being the lousiest district in the whole state of Ohio. You believe it? So, if you can do anything, I think that it's time. It's over 20 years they talked about it. 20 years ago.
Matt, we'll look into it, and like Mark said, in 2020, I know they're going to come through and redo Route 3, and there's going to be some new detours they're going to be going in while they're doing, so you're going to have a lot more traffic coming down Hamilton, because that's one of the detours.
Yeah.
Well, once they finish it, though, then we can maybe petition them and see if we can add that as, you know, a means of them finishing the project, too. So.
Oh, that's a good idea. But I know that Hamilton Road is the northern bypass. They come from Brunswick, they come down Foskett.
Right. Well, you have the light at the end over there, too.
4 o'clock in the morning. And that's why the garbage man picks up garbage at 3:30 in the morning, because it's the only time he can get there without having somebody run into him. Because they drive like crazy, really. I told you, I had two cars in my front yard last year. So, but I appreciate your time, and I hope that maybe we could, maybe I'll be around yet, maybe to see it happen. I don't know. So, but thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else? Yes.
Yep. Alex Trojan, 3003 Good Road, zoning chair. I just want to notate for the record, last week Ken Cleveland passed. I'm sure you probably all saw it in the papers. But he wasn't given his really due as to what he had done for Medina Township, and for the record, so many people have not been around when he was active. He has, excuse me, the commercial on 42 East from Bohatties all the way down to Staples, and including Staples, was all Ken Cleveland's development. If he hadn't owned that property, that would never, we wouldn't have the Walmarts, we wouldn't have the Kohl's, we wouldn't have Hobby Lobby, we wouldn't have the Board of Elections, we wouldn't have the Social Security, the Health Department. Those are all his development, and in back of that, Stonegate, I almost hate to say it, Mac, but Stonegate back there has over 300 homes that again was all Ken Cleveland. The new construction that's going on in the corner of Stonegate and Jefferson was the last sale Ken Cleveland made for his passing. And again, that whole complex, as well as Sutton Place, that's a large lot development, was done. And people don't know that he was the one that was involved, that he owned all that property, he arranged all that development, and I think our township has benefited very highly from his expertise. There were some rocky moments here and there, but overall, it was a good 40-year run for Ken Cleveland. His offices were in our township, and it's a shame that nobody had picked up on that in the newspapers. Just wanted to put it out there on the record, so it'll be in the minutes, and somebody might actually listen to it.
Appreciate that. Yes, sir.
Crap, Fenn Road. I'd like to ask the trustees and the zoning people, when are going to do something about the used car lot up the road here?
Oh, yes, that's been forever. That's terrible, absolutely.
And you can't tell me it's legal.
That's what Elaine is trying to tell us. And I don't, I haven't myself dived into it.
I've read the stuff that came through when they were looking at it before, previous trustees and that. Everything came through, the state's come through and looked at everything. Everything's statewide, it's legal based on the state. What he shows paperwork-wise, that's how many he sells a year. He's under the five that he's allowed.
Yeah.
So we have to look at that every dang day.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's crazy.
I mean, I can approach him again. I asked him once before if he moved some of them. He did at one point, and I see they're back there again. I can ask him again and see if he'll move and just maybe put one. I mean, he has every right to sell the cars. I understand there's quite a few, but I mean, that's the best we can do right now unless we find something else that, you know, we can look at and go forward with. But,
you know, I can understand a resident wanting to sell a vehicle.
Right.
I can understand that. But I can't understand somebody trailering cars in there to be sold.
Yep.
That's just wrong.
Yeah. The state says he can sell up to five out of his yard. Yep. Anything over five then becomes a dealer, and then he can't sell that. But under five, like I said, they came through with the state. They looked at all his registration. All the cars were registered. He had all the titles for them and all that. So, and that was based on the information I had when the previous trustees had looked into the matter.
But the cars sat there, some of them, for 3 and 4 years.
Right.
Now
like I said, I'll sit down and talk to him again and see if he's willing to move some around and only put one out at a time and go from there.
That's five a year?
And five a year.
Per person.
Per person.
Per person.
Per person in the year, in the house.
That's just wrong.
One per person.
How many people can never do that in the city?
No.
Anyone else? Yes, sir.
Matthew Gallo, 3503 Hamilton Road. Just one more point to go along with what Alice Strojan said. I had a retail milk route house to house many years ago, and I had Ken Cleveland as a customer, and that's how far back we go. And he always says he was a laborer then, and he worked his way up through the ranks. He's done a darn good. He builds a good home too, and he's always, as far as I always knew, he was a pretty honest guy. So you can throw that in too. So yeah, you say he passed away, Alice?
He passed away a week ago Monday. His funeral was Saturday.
How old is he?
He was 87. He just turned 87.
Yeah, I know. So, he's a little younger than me. You're a little younger than me.
Okay. Yeah. The township has been involved with him for 40 years, and I think the township came out quite well from all of his expertise and the business that they brought that makes our township one of the more desirable ones. Of course, I'm a little prejudiced on that remark, but.
Anyone else?
Dave Clardy, 3497 Old Weymouth Road. I just wanted to just be on the record to thank Ken DeMichael for his years of service to the township. And I think it's pretty juvenile for someone to snicker when I say that. And it just kind of really just emphasized, I mean, I couldn't have emphasized my point any better than what I wanted to say. It's just that you, I've watched you go through, you know, quite a bit of extraordinary circumstances as a township trustee here. I know everything that I've watched you do in this township as far as voting, as far as, you know, the important things, I think your heart's been there, and I think that you've served the township well. And I feel embarrassed and ashamed as a township resident for the way that, that you've been treated in this township and the public personal attacks, things being mailed to parents and family and your wife's work and things like that. I just really disappoints me, you know. I heard it say, you know, we're biased that we live in a great township. That's a black guy in our township. And I hear it from a lot of different people in different townships that I work with. It's a shame, but that's the way it's taken by many people, that you got a raw deal. And again, I thank you for your service, and I hope that, you know, the Cincinnati area, maybe you can do some good down there.
Appreciate it. Anyone else? I'll move to close the public comment portion of our meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Anything else?
I have nothing.
Just honestly, thank you. Seriously, it's not an easy job, and it's been ups and downs. I've lived near you for a long time, and I'll miss your family. I just hope that the township puts this behind them, whatever their motivation is, and you know, maybe that would have gone a long way if people put their motivations behind them, and we continue to move in the right direction.
Appreciate it.
I have something completely off that topic. Any bills from 2019, if, and I know we have a couple department heads not here tonight, but if we can start getting anything that hasn't cleared, that's still outstanding together and add those up, because I have to start closing down purchase orders and blankets to get, I want to get that year-end worksheet to the county auditor as soon as possible. So if you can reach out to your respective department heads and just see if there's anything that's still outstanding for 2019, that'd be great. Also, we did get the final, the contract was awarded to Perry and Associates CPA, our outside audit. So we will be having our next three audit cycles from them, which is a really good thing. So our audits will be less expensive. They'll actually be a little easier to go through. So
that was three,
so. Yeah. So that was because our audit was pretty decent last time. We were able to do that. So that's so all is looking good. That's it.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned 6:48 p.m. Thanks for coming.
Nice work.